Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, I my gratitude to quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring this. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about how the media gaslight us, especially over the topic of immigration. So we're going to talk about that. I know sometimes these immigration-themed ones don't go as well as some of the other stuff, but I want to talk about it, and so maybe you'll stick with me. This is an article entitled, Adapting to the Challenges of a New Life in Northern Ireland. Oh, how lovely. It concerns someone called Sibonging Kosi Mafundawa, known as Sibo. Well, that's a better idea. Sibo is easier to pronounce, isn't it? I mean, Sibo Ginkosi Mafundira. It's not exactly catchy, but it does get you top marks in Scrabble. Did you know that? Yeah, true story. But anyway, Sibo, we'll call her Sibo, she only has artificial flowers in her garden in Coleraine. Why is that? Well, she likes them because they bloom all year round, like the flowers do in her homeland of Zimbabwe. Well, no, hang on a second. No, stop. Artificial flowers do not bloom. The key is in the term artificial. They don't bloom. They're just plastic constructs, right? But anyway, it doesn't matter. Because whilst the changeable weather in Northern Ireland, well, there's an understatement, has delighted Sibo, her move here has been difficult. It's like you're starting life from scratch. I can't say we have settled down in this foreign land. It's very difficult. We had a lot of challenges. This life is very different from the one back home. Well, I've got a suggestion, Sibo. If the weather delights you, but it's very tricky here, and it's a foreign land to you. Maybe go back to Zimbabwe. You know, presumably you'll get the flowers all the year round, which seems to be a big thing for you, and it won't be so tricky. But no. She's in Northern Ireland, and we're going to have to make sure that we welcome her. She says building a new life here has been made more difficult by racism. Ah, there we go. We got four sentences in and we got racism. So someone comes to this country. I presume we didn't send, a national invite to Sibo to come here. So she chose to come here. I wonder which route she came to get here. I wonder how she gets accommodation here. I wonder what she does here. Oh, well, don't ask me those questions. Why not? Because it's racism. She says, you go to some places where you feel not welcomed. No one talks to you. And you take your child to the playground and they feel that they're not welcomed. My daughter is coming back from school and she complains that some big men call her names because of her skin color. An awful word that I cannot say. Those experiences are stressful and scary. There should be awareness campaigns just to teach people not to say those things. Hang on a second, Sibo. I'll stop you there, Sibo, shall you? Because this is the BBC, by the way, gaslighting us over this issue. We don't want necessarily people coming to this country unless they bring skills that we don't have. I'm not sure what skills Sibo has that Northern Ireland lacked. Furthermore, I totally resent the fact that she's claiming that we're very racist. We are not a racist country. We're absolutely not. Just because she says it with all this name calling, well, I'd like to see the evidence of it. I mean, just because she makes the accusation does not make it true. Obviously, the BBC will say, oh, it's 100% true. Everybody in North, all the white people, especially those white men, they're so racist. Well, I don't believe that we are. But by the same token, do I believe that we necessarily want people like Sibo and her family coming here? There was a conference in Portrush of all places, which is a place I know very well. And of course, it's all the usual stuff, all the race grifters, all the ethnic community officers, they're all there highlighting the plight facing migrants coming here. But why are they coming here? Do we want them? Surely that's the fundamental question. All this about, we've got to have compassion. No, I don't. My compassion is for the people of Northern Ireland, the indigenous people of Northern Ireland. But of course, some of the academics at this conference are saying, immigration is a reality of life. No, it's not. It's not. We can stop it if we wanted to. Just because academics say things doesn't make them true. That's a clear life lesson if you didn't already understand that. So the fact that SIBO makes her way from Zimbabwe, no explanation of why she came, no explanation of how she got here, no explanation of what she's doing here, how is she contributing to Northern Ireland in any meaningful fashion? None of that. No. Instead, it's you're all racist because you won't accept SIBO and her children for what they are. Does SIBO have a husband? Don't know. Not sure. Maybe she does. She's got a child, at least one child. So you can imagine the amount of social services that these people are consuming. And we're supposed to be the people apologizing and running courses on awareness. The only awareness I want to have is to make sure that this country is not overwhelmed by people coming from the third world. I would have thought with its sunshine 365 days a year, SIBO and her ilk would perhaps consider that they should maybe stay in those countries rather than coming here to then accuse us of being racist. Thanks for listening.